We are up to the fifth parak in Mishnah Chaf Beis in Parak Avos. Ben Bagbag Omer. Questions, this is his real name. Ben Bagbag lived in the generation of Hillel. We actually learned in the Tosfos and Masechtas Chagiga that the reason why he's called Bagbag, and then the following Mishnah, Ben Hehe, corresponds to the fact that they were both Gerim, they were converts. And the word Bag, which is Beis Gimel, has the numerical value of 5, which reminds us of the first people who were converts and those who were engaged in teaching people about Judaism, namely Abraham and Sarah, and Hay was given to both of their names, and therefore that's what's alluded to when we hear the word Ben Bagbag, and again also Ben Hehe. Some say that the reason why he's called Bagbag is that he's a Ben Ger and Ben Giores. And it's also going to be noteworthy to see that this Mishnah is not in Lashon HaKodesh, but rather in Aramaic, as is explained in Tosfos Yom Tov, that was the language of Gerim, of the way that Gerim would speak, converts would speak. We'll discuss that more in a second. Hafachba de Kolaba. He says that one should delve and look deeply into the Torah and turn it over and over to Kolaba, because all of it is found within it. So why is this Mishnah over here? Because we learned in the previous Mishnah yesterday that when you're 5 years old, you learn Chumash, when you're 10, Mishnah, 15, you learn some Gemara, and a lot of people have the make the mistake that when it comes to learning the Torah, it's child fables and stories, and after you go graduate from your bar mitzvah lessons, it's over, because there's not much else to really derive or learn from when it comes to the Torah. So on this, he's saying that that's not the case. Don't think that when it comes to learning that Mishnah. Rather, everything is found within it. But Sivavaleva, a person should grow old and gray studying it, which means that there's no time that a person should feel that it's obsolete or it's something which has had no relevance in your life. When it comes to the Torah itself, you should not turn away from it. Shein lach mida tova mena. There is no greater measure, there's nothing greater than it. And he brings down a Gemara in Erevin, and he says that the idea of turning it over and over many times, the Torah is compared to a fig. He says that, why is that? Because a fig, because it doesn't, all the figs don't ripen at the same time, every time you go to the field, you'll find more and more figs that are ripe and ready. So too, every single time a person learns Torah, will be the same thing. Even if you're learning the same subject matter, the fact that you learn it again, you'll probably uncover different things that you didn't think of the first time that you studied it. And some explain that this is also the reason why it's in Aramaic, which is Lashon Gerim, or why does he have to remind ourselves that he's a convert? So the point is that he's learned the importance of Torah, not just when he became Jewish, but also based on his experiences before he was Jewish, or his parents converted. And the fact is that he learned from his environment the value of Torah. And sometimes when a person's in Torah their whole life, they're from birth, you don't necessarily appreciate it. Sometimes you need someone from the outside, someone similar to a person like Ben Bagbag, to let us know that she'ein lo mida tova himena, there's nothing greater than it.